Life Audio.
Hey, everybody. Never, and I mean never, give up your power. One of my 5-star athletes gave up their power.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Billy Yancey. Welcome back to my podcast. Please hit the subscribe button so we can stay in touch. Back to the story. So as you know, I work with all ages. Fitness-wise, I train all ages. A number of them are athletes from Little League all the way up to professional status. One session stands out of all the people I've trained over the years. I'll never forget one of my 5-star athletes, football player, came in for his first workout. And I sensed, believe it or not, I sensed a lack of confidence. We're talking about this kid had speed, quickness, strength, mobility, agility. I mean, he had everything, all the tools, all the gifts. Any student athlete, any athlete would ever want. This kid had it all. He was recruited by every top college football program in the country, every single one. And he had a lack in confidence. So I picked up on it and I said, hey, do me a favor. So I want you to rate yourself. Write down on a piece of paper. From a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, I said, I want you to rate yourself in strength, talent, speed, and confidence. So it takes a moment or so, writes down the numbers, I look at it, I'm blown away. For strength, he had a 7. For talent, he had a 7. For speed, he had an 8. And for confidence, he had a 6. A 6. Now remember, this kid was recruited by every single top college football program in the country. And I said, I looked at the numbers. I said, look, how does this happen? I said, explain this to me. And I asked him beforehand, I reminded him, I said, you were recruited by every top football program in the country, right? He says, yes, sir. And I said, how is that possible? How do you have a 6 for confidence? He said, when he was coming up as a kid, he was playing Little League football, Pop Warner football. He said his coach told him to never get too confident. He said, because he never knew when he was going to lose. And losing sucks. So don't ever get your hopes up too high. If that is not the worst thing you can tell anybody, let alone a kid. You know, obviously, whoever this person was that told them this, somewhere along the line, they had a lack of confidence, right? They had a lack of confidence along the way. And for some reason or another, they were not able to climb that mountain or battle through. And that's how they've been living their whole life. So it's a hurt person. You know, hurt people, right? And that's what he lived. So now he's passing it on to another person. This young student athlete who had a bright future in academics and athleticism. And just like that, his growth is stunted. Now, you're wondering how it all played out with the student athlete. Well, he didn't go to the program, the school, that was the number one ranked school football program in the country. Number one. He decided not to go there, went closer to home, didn't work out there, went to another school. Football-wise, didn't really live up to the expectations of himself or those of onlookers, you know, fans, family, friends. It did not play out like it should have, like a lot of people thought it would. And it just kind of fizzled out. And it's so disappointing. So disappointing. And I, over the years, reached out, you know, to try to help. But, you know, listen, there are naysayers out there. There are people in dark spaces. It's just evil people, unfortunately, in the world. Don't let anyone take your power, steal your power, steal your joy. It's unsettling. It's unfair. It's unreasonable. It's unbelievable. This happens, and it should not happen. And it happens more often than it should. More often than it should. When I was at the Naval Academy, I was voted to be the leader, the president of the Black Studies Club that we had. It's called the Black Studies Club. And I was president. And, you know, it was important. It was a group that we had that came together that was created to help minorities like myself come together and fellowship. You know, when you're 5% or 6% of a population, you need groups like that to come together to help and lead in fellowship together, you know, as one body, as a people. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but it's important. But I had a couple of people, a couple of white midshipmen say something along the lines of, hey, why do you need a Black Studies Club? Should we have a White Studies Club? And I'm thinking, that is not one of the most absurd things, you know, for anyone to say. It's just demeaning. It's mean. And, you know, it's a way of someone trying to take your power. And I wasn't having that. Don't let anyone take your power. No one. Ever. 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 Our scripture this week, today, is taken from 2 Timothy, first verse, first chapter, 2 Timothy, first chapter, seventh verse. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. It's God-given. Our power is God-given. The Almighty, the undefeated. My power, your power, undefeated, God-given. The only person that can take it away is God. Now, if you give it up, that's on you. I implore you not to give away your power. God is there to help us, to strengthen us, to back us up. God is our backbone. How dare you give up your power that was God-given? Never, ever, ever give your power away. As parents, it's up to us to stick up, not just for ourselves, but also our kids. Sometimes we have to stand up inside ourselves to stand up for ourselves. And we have to do the same thing for our kids, because kids are kids, and sometimes they don't know better. They get taken advantage of. It's just not right. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to your loved ones. Stand up for yourself inside yourself. Stand up for your kids. If you're a guardian, family, friend, stand up for each other. Never, ever let anyone take your power. Your power is yours. And remember, the only person that can take the power away is God. Don't give it away. Our power is our power. Stay strong. Believe in yourself. Believe in God. Thank you for joining my podcast today. God bless. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
These EPs find their way into the hands of Chris Tomlin. And so we got this email out of the blue that he was inviting us to go on this major arena tour of the United States. And at that time we were like, well, we're not even really a band. Do we tell him we're not a band?
Chris Llewellyn from Rem Collective shares some of his life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. Find The Walk on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.